It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 17th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is nugatory, spelled N-U-G-A-T-O-R-Y. Nugatory is an adjective. Something described as nugatory is of little or no consequence. Nugatory is also used, especially in legal contexts, to describe something without operative legal effect. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Daily Beast by Madeline Roth. Elsewhere on Death Cab for Cutie's latest album, Ben Gibbard continues his apparent affinity for writing songs about driving on Wheat-Like Waves and the gorgeously golden Rand McNally, named after the now nugatory Road Atlas books. Just because the word nugatory isn't the most common one in the English language doesn't mean it's trifling. Rather, nugatory is literally trifling because the two words are synonymous, as in comments too nugatory to merit attention. Nugatory first appeared in English in the 17th century. It comes from the Latin adjective nugatorius, which can mean not only trifling or frivolous, but also futile. This sense carried over into English as well. And so, in some contexts, nugatory means ineffective or having no force, as when Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Marilynne Robinson invoked the nugatory value of the contemporary penny. Nugatory may mean little to some, but we think it's worth a pretty penny. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.